You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says Christmas is going to look different this year. The state's track record of 23 consecutive days without any new locally acquired coronavirus cases means the limit on the number of people in homes will be increased from 2 to 15 from Monday. And that number will be increased again to 30, just in time for the holidays.
That's not 30 for lunch and 30 for dinner. It's 30 across the course of the day. Now, I know that that will be a large enough number for some families, and for others, they'll need to do some juggling. But from the 13th of December, that's very important for a number of different multi-faith communities. It's also very important to acknowledge that Christmas and those end-of-year family get-togethers and functions are not just for Christmas Day. They are in that latter part of the year. So that is a big step forward.
This week, outdoor gatherings can include up to 50 people. The compulsory face mask wearing rule will also be relaxed. Face coverings will still need to be worn indoors and during crowded settings outside.
If you go to Bunnings and you're in the store, you wear your mask. If you're in the car park, you don't have to wear your mask. But if you're queuing up for a sausage and you're with other people and you are simply not keeping your distance, you're part of a crowd, you need to put the mask on. Carry the mask with you. Common sense drives this. If you're outside in the open air and you believe you can keep your distance from people, then you don't need to wear it.
Employers will be allowed to have private sector workers in the workplace at 25% capacity from November the 30th. Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp, says it's a welcome development and will help revitalise the CBD.
We are delighted that we can start welcoming workers back into the city of Melbourne. More than half of our daily population comprises city workers, and we are desperate to see them come back into our city. We miss you. We hope that you've missed us. We've got lots of fabulous things on at the moment in the city to entice both visitors and workers back.
Mr. Andrews says more COVID-19 rule changes will be announced on December the 6th. Meantime, the New South Wales-Victorian border reopens at midnight. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the border operation has cost millions of dollars and she's glad it's no longer needed.
Since July 9, we know how difficult it has been for our border communities in the Victorian New South Wales border area, border regions, to have to put up with the border closure. And I was just saying to some locals that I bumped into that we never want to see this ever again. We hope this is the last time that in our lifetime this border is closed. New South Wales now will be the only state or territory which welcomes everybody from every state in Australia and also New Zealanders as well.
She urged Queensland to follow suit and open its border with New South Wales. The state has reached 15 consecutive days without any cases of locally acquired COVID-19. 11 cases of infected travellers in hotel quarantine have been recorded. Ms. Berejiklian also called on other states to open up more hotel quarantine places for Australians returning home from overseas. She says that will allow New South Wales to make available about 1,000 spots a week in hotel quarantine for international students and skilled migrants from January 2021.
New South Wales welcomes back every week more Australians than all the other states combined. So all I'm suggesting is next year, after Christmas and New Year's, let's consider, given Victoria will come back on board, given the other states have said they'll take on more, let's consider having a proportion out of that 3,000 to international students, because a lot of our universities will have to actually axe jobs if we don't, especially regional universities. I don't want to see that happen.
The state opposition says it believes Australians stranded overseas should be prioritised, a position also adopted by the federal government. Federal Finance and Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News while he has sympathy for boosting the economy by allowing the return of international students, that must wait.
I can certainly understand, however, the priority has to remain on returning Australians, particularly those who might be in challenging or distressed circumstances. Home is a genuine priority, and we don't want to see them left stranded and isolated.
He says there's a small chance that international travel could resume in the first half of 2021, depending on the effectiveness of coronavirus vaccines. The federal government is funding testing for a new nasal spray that has the potential to fight COVID-19 and other respiratory viral infections. If the testing is successful, the product could be manufactured domestically. In South Australia, residents have emerged from hard lockdown but are still subject to a new set of restrictions that will be in place for 8 days, including mask wearing outside the home. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the state has avoided a coronavirus catastrophe.
We had a once-off opportunity to stay in front of this cluster. Now, I think that we have taken the right course of action. If I was presented with the same information again tomorrow, I'd do exactly the same thing, because my primary responsibility and the responsibility of this government is to keep the people of South Australia safe. Not taking swift action would have had catastrophic consequences on every business, every family, every individual in the state.
The state ended its 6-day hard lockdown early after a key piece of information given to contact tracers proved to be false. Police are set to provide a comprehensive briefing about the false information provided by a 36-year-old Spaniard living in Australia on a student visa. Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says she has no regrets about putting 1.6 million South Australians into lockdown because it was based on modelling.
And in fact, at that time and based on that information, we had a 99% chance that the wave that was starting off in South Australia was not going to be just a little blip, but it was going to be a very significant wave. So a 99% chance based on those initial cases.
The state's opposition leader, Peter Malinauskas, has called on the state and federal government to end the state's city-based quarantine hotel program and instead find facilities outside the densely populated city. He says Christmas Island should be an option.
I think that should be on the cards. I think that should be explored. I mean, those repatriated Australians who are coming in to our country via Medi Hotels are locked in very confined quarters in very small hotel rooms in some instances and can't leave in any way, shape or form. It's hardly a luxurious experience. What we want to do is find other options where that can occur safely and humanely, and Christmas Island may well be such an option.
Some Australian travellers were sent to Christmas Island for quarantine early this year in February. There were no new diagnoses in the Parafield cluster in suburban Adelaide, which remains at 26 cases. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.